You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
College football playoffs are finalized. We know who's going in. Lots of controversy around who is not in. Notre Dame tells the ACC they caused permanent damage with this snub, saying the conference that houses almost every Fighting Irish team has caused it permanent damage in this
emotional
relationship.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Notre Dame, how about you shut up? I mean, seriously, you decided. Man, like, everything they can do to get the attention of not going in, they're doing.
They're going on tour crying.
Exactly. Thank you. I said this to Ed this morning. You've gone on a pity party tour. We're not in. We're not going to a bowl game. Okay, no problem. Oh, that wasn't enough. Well, we don't like it. Okay, we got you. You're mad. You didn't go. We know why you're mad, bro. You don't have to keep telling us why. We know why. You entitled. Yeah. I'm going to not get in trouble right now.
Yes.
But seriously, as we get you. We get it. You feel like you should be in. The only 12 teams get to go. There are probably 14 teams that deserve to go.
All right, so let me ask you as a coach. You realize that a lot of your guys, if you don't make the playoff, are going to sit out.
Mm-hmm.
These are still a lot of players you're going to bring back the next year. Why don't you take the young players on the road? And if you get your ass handed to you, you get your ass handed to you. Why don't you go play that game?
You know what you say? Mm-hmm. You know what you're saying right now? You're saying to those other players, the other players, some that you may rely on next year, you're not important enough. Those frontline guys, they don't want to play, so we're not going to play. You're not important enough. And I get the whole selection process. We have a state private school playoff selection every year, and it's anxiety, it's anxious moments, I'm telling you, because you're waiting for that, you know, and ours is online, waiting to see whether online you got that invitation. And to be honest with you, here's the other, one of the other blue bloods that's going to be upset by this. Everybody's talking about how they got it, how Miami got in over them. Miami should have been over them. Your beef should be with Alabama.
Yeah. Well, but Miami then when you beat them head to head.
Yes. There is no, you got the same record as Miami.
Dude, look, Notre Dame.
Your beef ain't with Miami.
Notre Dame faced two good teams this year, and they lost to both of them.
Exactly. And when you start stacking, and when you draw a beef with Alabama, Alabama will say, yeah, we got one more loss than you. But our schedule ain't the same, man.
And understanding when I'm saying two good teams, I'm talking about teams that could potentially be in the playoff. You lost to your peers.
Right.
Like, if you looked at Alabama, like, I went back to this. If they lose the SEC championship, they'd have three losses. But how do you ding a team for getting to a championship game and losing that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, then you're going to have teams going, oh, I think we'd rather lose here and get into the playoff than go there. And you know, like, it doesn't make any sense.
Can I play devil's advocate?
Yeah.
If you can't ding Alabama, Ed, for losing the conference championship, then why do you give Indiana the number one seed for winning it?
Well, they were both undefeated, and it's head-to-head. Yeah. Maybe you're right in another instance.
If you don't want it to make any sense, I mean, to have any weight, then don't let it have any weight. Who was the best team all year? Ohio State was the best team all year, except game.
I don't know about that.
I thought they were ranked higher.
You may think they were. I think I guess an argument for Indiana. Indiana not only beat really good teams, they crushed the teams they should, just like Ohio State did. So I don't know why Ohio State's the better team. They play in the same conference. Indiana beat really good teams, and they demolished everybody.
Because we've seen it before.
That's right.
Ohio State has a track record. Of course. And at the beginning of the year, they start off ranked higher. That's why they changed up the whole BCS thing.
But that's the reason people think that, because you're so used to Ohio State being up there. And Indiana's never been there.
They beat then number one Texas. They beat number 17 Illinois. They beat number 15 Michigan. Ohio State has a hell of a resume.
No one's doubting that.
Yeah.
No one's doubting
that. They were both undefeated going into the game. And let's be honest, if their kicker makes a 27-yard field goal, then we might be talking about something different today. But I'm just saying, in the instance that you have two undefeated teams in the same conference play each other in their conference championship, and then whoever wins that becomes one and the other one becomes...
I just don't like how you can make, in the case that you want to put a team in, say, well, you can't ding them for losing the conference championship, but... you reseed based on the conference championship. It either matters or it doesn't. Now, I think it should matter, and I would still put Alabama in because their resume is just that much more impressive. I think it should matter, but I also think Alabama deserved to go in because they have a better resume.
But I just think this is totally – you have two teams that played each other that are already in the playoff. Like, nobody's losing anything other than seeding. Essentially, that's why I said at the beginning, like, before this game, like, who does this game mean more to?
Who should Alabama go in over that you told me that?
No. He said Alabama has three losses,
right,
but he doesn't think a team should be dinged for losing in the conference championship.
When everybody doesn't have a championship.
That's what I'm saying. Either it matters or it doesn't. It shouldn't. Yeah. Now, Alabama, this is their resume. They beat then number 5 Georgia, then number 16 Vanderbilt, then number 14 Missouri, then number 11 Tennessee. Yeah. You know the thing about those four games? They will play back to back to back to back. That's a month of football. Then they come back. Their losses are against then number 11 Oklahoma, who's in the playoffs. Then number 3 Georgia, who's got a bye in the playoffs.
They split with them, right?
What?
Didn't they beat Georgia earlier this year?
They beat them, so that's kind of a wash. When you look at that resume, we ain't the same.
Well,
you can't compare my record to yours because we're not the same. You got to compare my record to somebody else who's like me. Let me think. All those teams that are like me are in the playoffs.
Well, I don't see Notre Dame's beef particularly because Miami beat them head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
So but shouldn't that count for something?
They've got two losses. Uh-huh. And again, when it comes down to it in tiebreakers, it's like, well, the head-to-head shouldn't be there because we're deciding about all these other teams. Could you have left James Madison out? Could you have left Tulane out?
Because the rules are conference champs.
Yeah. I got you. And again, with the ACC not really having a conference champ that could make it because Duke won with 5 losses.
That's ridiculous.
They said ACC, your conference champ. Yeah, we'll take Miami, who didn't even play for the conference championship.
Let me ask you this, though. How do you feel about we get to this point and the story came out about Notre Dame? If Notre Dame, after this season, is ranked in the top 12, they automatically get a berth. If they're ranked in the top 12 at the end of the year, they automatically get a berth. Now, without them having a conference, I understand why they're doing it, but they could easily be in a conference, and now you're benefiting them.
And again, that's why Notre Dame is doing what they're doing right now. That's why they're sitting in the corner, folding their arms and holding their breath, because rules are already changed for them. If I'm the ACC, I'd say screw you back during the pandemic season. You don't want to be in my conference, but because you need games, this year you want to be in my conference. This is why Notre Dame is behaving this way, because people are always cowtailing to them. No, if you want automatic bid, do what everybody else does and get in the conference. You ain't that important anymore. You know, we make you important. You're not that. If we made you irrelevant, you would be irrelevant. I don't like it. As should they be in over James Madison? Well, in theory, yes, they should.
And Duke.
Duke ain't even in this thing.
Duke's like just when they. I mean, I'm looking at them in that conference.
That's why they're not in.
Jesus, whiz, yeah. It's ridiculous.
By the way, like, Duke was a good team this year. They screwed themselves over because if you go back to the Clemson game, drove down first and goal twice.
Yeah.
First time, fumbled the ball, returned for a 99-yard touchdown. Talk about momentum getting stolen from you in that game. Yeah. And they did it multiple times, and that was the only team they did it with. Because Darian Mensah threw for over 300 yards in God knows how many games this year.
Rockabacco joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. So first off, we are going to talk about Bonnie Blue, who is now in trouble. So she needed the money. We're also going to talk about, I got a couple fun stories here. How about Austin Reeves? Everybody know who he is?
Yes. Lakers.
Lakers. We have a guy that took, his name Steve will do it. He took his girlfriend to a game. He wanted to see his favorite player, Austin Reeves. I'll tell you what happened.
I wasn't watching. You saw me spill my coffee.
Did you spill it everywhere?
I spilled it everywhere.
And lastly, we're going to talk about this news anchor that went viral for reading mean tweets about her weight. Some are funny. Some are nice. She reads them all. It's a beautiful girl. I can't wait to talk about it. Some of these are just so damn funny. You guys have all seen it. Thicker. Thick. Like zoo glass. We talk about it next in the World like Stupid.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Let's start it off with Bonnie Blue, because I want to finish up with our thick, thick newscaster girl. Porn star Bonnie Blue faces up to 15 years in jail. You gotta love it. These whore offs are really paying off. She was detained over a bang bus stunt in Bali. Mm-hmm. Now, for people that, does anybody not know what the bang bus is? I mean, somebody has to know. You get on a bus and you have sex, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, that's the whole thing.
That was just her last stunt.
Yeah. And she gets arrested in Bali. And I don't know if people know this, but maybe you should have paid attention when Brittany Griner went to jail for weed in Russia. Maybe you should have paid attention to what's happened to other celebrities.
Did you ever see Midnight Express?
Like, come on.
You're not in the U.S. anymore.
She faces up to 15 years in jail, including 15 Australians who have been since released on suspicion of breaching Indonesia's strict anti-pornography law. Why are you going to these countries that have these old-ass rules, outdated laws, and they will throw your ass in jail? Or even worse, like, there are people that could face the death penalty for having weed. We went over another story in the World of Stupid about a guy that was, they found weed on him, and I think it was Indonesia, and he faces the death penalty.
Wait a minute. Dr. Dre said, it's all right to smell like Indonesia.
Forget what Dr. Dre said. He's tied up in my basement. No.
now, she's born in England. Does she live? Is she living here or Australia or
she
in England?
She bounces around.
She's around the world?
Everywhere. She's so obviously, she's known for having sex with 1,057 men in 12 hours. Again, thanks to the radio station.
How do we
not
get
getting,
credit for that?
Yeah. How do we not get in the advertisement there? I mean, I don't want to be in that long-ass line. I just think it's a perfect number for us, right? So, yeah, she and here's the best part of it. She's doing this, and it says Bang Bus painted across the front and side. You're going to be easy to find. So she was seized, and now she's facing up to 15 years in jail. Goo for you, Bonnie Blue.
Wow.
Let's get to this next story, this Austin Reeves story, man. How would you like to go to a basketball game or any sporting event? You're there with your girlfriend. Now, this guy, Steve Will Do It, who's a gambler, his girlfriend is in, people have looked her up. She's an OnlyFans model. Mm-hmm. To which somebody said, you can't be upset if you're dating an OnlyFans model if someone's trying to sleep with her. And I'm going, well, of course you can. I mean, just because you're doing, they might have some sort of agreement. This may be her job and what she's doing. Some OnlyFans models aren't having sex on camera. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's all, but this is what I love about this, because this has to be like one of the biggest kicks in the pills. Austin, quote, Austin Reeves was my favorite player in the NBA. What does he do? Tries to screw my chick at the time. Athletes and rappers are menaces on society. If you have a girlfriend and she's on social media, you have to compete against athletes and rappers. First off, if you're taking this girl out and she's trying to hook up with Austin Reeves,
that's
pass that thing along. Yeah,
that's your problem with her.
Stop falling in love with this. It's just like, come on, man. But he's gone out of his way, and he's talking about Austin Reeves, and I love Austin Reeves. It's like I'm reading some of these old quotes from him. He asked one of the reporters, did we shoot 40% from three today? The reporter said, no, 39.4. And he goes, shoot. In Arkansas, we round that up. And they said, not with 0.4. And he goes, I said in Arkansas.
That's funny, actually. Yes. But you probably do.
Have you guys ever had a situation where you took a girl somewhere and a celebrity was hitting on her? I think
it's not so much a celebrity trying to hit on your girl. It's if your girl is fueling the fire.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that wasn't a question. If that's a question, yeah. No, I told you already.
Yeah. AC/DC.
Well, I had, you know.
Go through all of them. Here, I'm going to write them all down, all 10 of them.
Brian Johnson, AC/DC.
Is always name drop.
I asked him.
He asked the question. Keith Hernandez, my ex-wife, in a restaurant in Manhattan.
He's a spinner.
He went after, no, he wasn't. It was Roger McDowell.
But going back to the story, you said you can't be upset if
I'm not saying
girl,
that, but somebody else.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think the problem is not the athlete or the rapper trying to get with your girl. It's whether your girl is feeding the fire. I mean, you go out, you go with a good-looking girl, that guy's going to hit on her. It's what is she giving them fuel in the fire? I don't worry about that. I'm going to worry about what he's doing. I'm going to worry about what she's doing.
I think we've had these disagreements before because I'm mad at both of them. Screw it. But, like, again, if I have this girl and I take her out on a date and she's willing to run off with whatever celebrity
Let
star,
it go.
Let her
well, that's
go.
Not even exactly. They're taking her on a date. This sounds like they're in a relationship.
Yes.
There's a much big difference.
Yeah.
See,
I'm not upset with Austin Reeves. Look at her. Okay, I get it. I'm upset with her for, wait a minute, why are you giving him some room, some leverage here?
Don't entertain it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm only it. Upset when she entertains it. I'm not upset with him. He's a dude. Right. I look at it too.
Let's get to, this Missouri news anchor, if you guys have missed this, She's a very pretty girl. She's beautiful. She's thick. Thick.
Zoo glass?
Thick like zoo glass is
I'm
one person.
I'm going to use that forever. I love that term.
I heard the term thick like zoo glass and thick like train smoke, and it made me laugh.
Zoo glass is much funnier. I like that so much.
I have a ton of these, but Joe has some audio of her reading. Let's do that first.
Brick wall, more like brick house, and I'm looking to move in. After the commercial, we're going to explain how you can securely lock your house to keep Brennan out. From Harry Jones, I mean, she is overweight. That being said, she's an absolute smoke show. Built like my grandma's prescription lenses. And she's blind as a bat. Sorry, Grandma. I'm sure she's a nice lady. She looks like Barbie if Barbie actually ate a sandwich. I actually did have a sandwich today. I made it out of Hawaiian rolls, too, so.
She is thick, okay? She's a beautiful girl. I retweeted one of the stories here. Here's some other ones that she got. You guys want to hear a few?
Yeah.
We have fake news. Why have fake news when you can have cake news? I know about five thick news anchors, and she's three of them. Damn, girl, I want you to put a hurting on me like you do those midnight snacks. She should win the Theismann Trophy.
Theismann.
Hey, Timu Rebel Wilson. It's too bad. She's the only fat nine I've ever seen. Never worked as hard as those ankles. And the last one, built for breeding. Jesus. Like, and the best part about this, some of these are so uncalled for, and she reads them on the air. It doesn't matter what they are, which I love about it, because she's making fun of the situation and what's going on. If you haven't seen her, she's funny. She's beautiful. I don't mind the fact that she's thick. But the Zoo Glass thing one was my favorite
one. That's my favorite line.
Thick like Zoo Glass. I think I'll use that for the rest of my life.
I am.
One last thing. I was going to do this as my shovel, but I don't know who to give my shovel to. Joe, you brought this up. How do you guys feel about the 2026 World Cup having a match between Egypt and Iran on Pride Match Day in Seattle?
I think it's fantastic. I think FIFA's got a sense of humor finally.
Did they do it? Are they the ones that set this up?
I don't know.
Because this is amazing.
This is the city of Seattle. It wasn't FIFA.
Seattle did it? That makes more sense.
One of the gayest cities in the world.
Yeah. I hope you guys win the Super Bowl.
How does Seattle have the authority to schedule that, though?
Seattle will pick its own. It's not necessary.
They pick the game to be played there. They're picking the day.
They're picking the day. FIFA picks the location of where the game is. So the Pride match thing is happening around the game because it's Pride Month.
Okay.
And obviously, Iran and Egypt have morality laws.
So maybe Seattle has a sense of humor.
No, 100% this is on the. Yeah. Look, Seattle, when they were tearing down statues of Jefferson throughout the country, Seattle has a statue of Joe LaCroix in their town square.
Oh, do they?
They have Vladimir Lenin.
Oh.
A statue of him in Seattle.
Yes.
And that still stands. And I hated them for that. However, this is funny.
And by the way, if you're curious,
I gotta give them, this is funny.
Egypt and Iran are two places that imprison gay people. So
they hang them from cranes in Iran.
Yeah. So that's your world of stupid.
Rockabaco on the other side. Orioles baseball. He's at the winter meetings up next on The Fan. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, shovels at 8:30 on his Taco Tuesday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baseball winter meetings. Do you find this, Jeremy, to be more of a more anxiety for these winter meetings than have been for in years past?
It is. I got a message from a buddy that said, it's so great to hear all these things that are being said. Like, they're in on this guy, they're in on that guy. And then, like, to hear reporters say it, there's multiple reporters saying that they've been in on Schwarber, that they've been in on Pete Alonso, who's now driving to the winter meetings to go meet with the Red Sox and Orioles. You know, we've talked about Kyle Tucker and then all the different pitchers that are out there, and there's a boatload of them. They have the ones that they like. Ranger Suarez could be one that's coming here. A lot of people have said Ranger Suarez is a younger, better version of Framber Valdez at this point. But I've heard that Framber Valdez is probably going to sign before most of these guys by the end of the week. I'm not saying with the Orioles, but he's going to pick his team.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the guy Chuck wrote me and he said, if they're doing this and they do the old Charlie Brown and pull the football away from me every time I think they're going to sign somebody, I'm going to be upset. But I got to admit, it is nice hearing that we're in on all these free agents. And by the way, in years past, we didn't hear they were in on Shohei Ohtani.
No, we didn't
hear they were in on somebody.
Absolutely not.
Not the number one free agents.
Kyle Tucker's the number one free agent, and they're in on him. So you could say what you want. And even Mike Elias come out and said, people asking, are you going to offer serious money? He's like, we already have offered a ton of money. So we're waiting to hear back.
Rock Abaco joins us from MassiveSports.com, School of Rock. Rock, how is Orlando?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm just thinking of what rumor I can start. I haven't really started a good one yet. So stay with me on this. I'm going to report, according to industry source familiar with negotiations, that Mike Elias had Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, Framber Valdez, and Ranger Suarez in his suite at the same time they set up an omelet bar. I'm running with that one.
Rock, we were just talking, man. It's kind of refreshing that here we are at winter meetings and the Orioles are in rumor on national level rumors about being in on some heavy hitters.
It's really funny that like they are right now the talk of the meetings. They haven't done anything, but I think it's just because it's the Orioles. If this was the Yankees or Dodgers, I don't think it would get as much attention. But it's like, wow, are these guys, you know, serious about being big players and free agency? And you know, they sound much more confident that they're going to get something done than they have in the past. And if you trace the history recently under the Angelos family, then even when Mike Elias was first hired, you know, he wasn't looking to make any big moves in free agency. He was just, he was building his analytics and international scouting departments, and they were rebuilding, and there were still limitations after that. We haven't had a whole lot of off seasons with David Rubenstein and his ownership group, so we don't really know how they would react. And it's the first time that he's owned the team when they've been in last place. So, you know, maybe it's a new period here, but you know, the interesting things we found out yesterday, because the names we keep hearing, like the ones I named, have been attached to them all off season. But the fact that Mike Elias said, yes, the payroll could hold a big ticket item for the rotation and the lineup. Now, it can hold it. That doesn't mean they're going to do it, but they do have the payroll space, and position doesn't matter offensively if they go out and get a hitter. It can be a first baseman, even though they don't need a first baseman. It could be outfield. It could be a designated hitter, which is not what they had planned, because they were going to use that as a flexible spot to rotate guys like Basayo, Rutschman, Mayo, whomever. They just want a big bat, and they'll make it work. So it is interesting that they've created such a loud buzz here just because they are willing, supposedly, to do all these things.
Well, since you mentioned it, what do you think about Pete Alonso driving up from his house in Tampa to Orlando? And how would he fit in here?
He plays well, right? I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they would make him fit. Like, again, do they need a first baseman? No. But they could absolutely use that bat and that clubhouse leadership. And I think that is kind of an underrated focus for them, is that they need at least one or more strong veteran voices, the voice and lead by example type guys that we're missing. Right? Ryan O'Hearn tried to be that guy and then was traded. But, you know, but then they would just have to make it work. You always hear about this first domino falling in free agency, like the first big name goes off the board and the others follow. The Orioles have their own game of dominoes, where it's like the first move they make here is going to lead to other moves. If you go and sign Pete Alonso, then you're going to have to trade at least one of your first basemen. That puts Mountcastle or Mayo in a package for possibly a starter. If you bring in an outfielder to play center field, I'm going to say something outrageous like $400 million for Kyle Tucker, which I still don't believe, but we'll see. Then you've got to trade an outfielder. And is that Colton Cowser? Is that Dylan Beavers or some combo? And you're going to package for a starting pitcher. So anybody you bring in to fit in this lineup like that is going to have to lead to another move in order to make room. And they're more than willing to do that.
Hey, Rock, who do you think is the best fit? Not only from, I know you're kind of matching it up and they can take whatever hitter they want, but especially for the pitching side, which is there a starting pitcher that you think you would like to see come here over the other ones? Or just give me your basic thoughts on the starters. Because there's a lot of names and it's trying to figure out which ones that you want to go after. And it seems like the Orioles are in all of them.
They are. And I mean, you know, obviously Framber Valdez would be a number one. Ranger Suarez, I guess, would be a one. But also, I would be fine with a Michael King, who might be a two or three, as long as you have Bradish and Trevor Rogers, and you're confident Rogers is not going to show any signs of regression, and he shouldn't, to have a big top three like that and then fill it out. They're going to sign somebody else or trade for somebody else. There's going to be another starter back end, but you've got Tyler Wells, you've got Dean Kramer, and you have the guys that could compete and prove the depth. I think any of those fit. I mean, you know, and I think Suarez is going to be cheaper than Valdez, and numbers are comparable. And, you know, Valdez, depending on what you believe, could come with a little bit of baggage. I mean, he's a bit of a, we'll say a bit of a character.
Yeah.
But so, and either one of those would certainly enhance the rotation. I think Suarez is a little younger and has been really good as a postseason pitcher. So, you know, any of those guys would make a big difference in that rotation. And then, of course, with the Orioles luck, they'll all get hurt by May. But in the meantime, it would be a big strike.
Mike Elias isn't worried about payroll restrictions. Read about it. MassinSports.com. Rock Abaco wrote about it. Rock, enjoy Orlando. Leave Minnie alone, all right?
You got it. I'm wearing my Mickey ears. It's Mickey Janis, but I got the Mickey ears on.
There you go, man. Thanks a lot, Rock.
Minnie and Mickey got divorced. She was effing goofy. You didn't know that one?
Hey! Yeah! Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Right. Well, how are you, man?
Yeah, I want to talk about celebrity hitting on your girl. Back in the 80s, I went to see the Gap Band, my favorite group of the 80s, right? And I had front row seats. And the guitarist, Lonnie, was looking at my girl and just all the whole concert, you know, he's ogling her and she's ogling him. And I'm like, girl, you want to get on the stage? You came with me. You know, I'm so mad. Sitting there at the concert, front row.
Gap band.
Did she go home with you?
She did.
Did she drop the bomb on you?
But she was thinking of him.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, Mike. Mike, she was thinking about him, though. I'm just letting you know.
I wanted to go oops upside his head.
You know? All right, Mike. Thanks a lot. 110-583-1057. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side. Do you have any reason to believe the outcome of Sunday's game will be different than Thanksgiving Day with the Bengals? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, Mike in Baltimore, rubbing it in. Leg drop.
That's what the Gap Band was trying to do.
Boy, yeah, rub it in. Leg drop. Ravens played the Cincinnati Bengals just over 2 weeks ago at home, no doubt, Ed Norris, at home, and looked like crap, losing 32-14 against them, what Jeremy described as the worst defense arguably in the history of the National Football League. Do you have any faith that this team, the results will be any different on Sunday?
I mean, faith, sure. It's like... It's hard to beat a team twice in the same season within the division. But after I don't know what to say anymore. Because like, this is why it's so confusing. They laid an egg against the Bengals, for sure. They looked god-awful. Worst game I've ever seen Lamar play in his career. Absolutely the worst. However, the Steelers game, as much as everyone's crapping on them, the referees cost them the game. And I got to remember that. They didn't turn the ball over five times. Like, they weren't great, but they ran successfully. They would have won that game. Those calls mattered. That, you know, the defense, that nonsense roughing call, you know, on the field goal was a 4-point swing. The drop by Likely was a 7-point swing. Either way, that's 11 points. They win the game. If it's only the 4-point swing, you play differently. Everything's different, and you got to stop having the officials determining outcome. Then come back a day later and say, ah, you're right. That was wrong. Yeah, that was really bad. Yeah. This isn't Pop Warner. This isn't like you can't make mistakes. This is a multi-billion-dollar business. Like, what are you doing? And now you're tied to gambling. Like, losers. What is wrong with you people? Seriously, sports. What is wrong with them?
Now you're now sports entertainment as well. You changed.
Oh, it's everything. I mean, I don't know. You know how I do. Maybe Jeremy knows. I haven't done the algorithm or the calculus.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I know. Have a drink. Like what the outcomes were in Vegas. If these things were not, if they were called properly, how this would have changed the betting world. It had to be significant.
I don't know in this game because I think the money was more split. But again, I can't sit here and tell
somebody
you.
Somebody had to lose.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people had to lose. That's significant.
Had the Ravens and Bills minus 5.5. Bills win by 5. Ravens, it's like, I don't know what would have happened if they made the right calls on any one of those or multiple.
Yeah.
Do I have faith that it'll change? Faith is based on trust and confidence. Hope is based on the desired outcome. I think I have hope. I don't have faith. I got hope, Jeremy, that things will change, but I don't have faith that it will.
Well, I mean, I say this all the time. I go back to what Garceau said. If you have a good team and they get embarrassed on national television, they usually show up the next week.
They didn't show up the next week.
I don't think we have a good team. I think that's something's different. Off. I'm wondering if... Again, I go back to this. I've talked to people that say he hasn't lost the locker room, but how the hell do you come out looking like that against the Steelers?
I think sometimes losing the locker room, when people say you lost the locker room, they're waiting for something.
They're waiting for a team meeting.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, they're waiting for the team to just tank it. You can lose the locker room in a passive-aggressive way where guys still go out and do their job, but just their job.
But they're flat.
Not make themselves look bad. I don't think losing a locker room is always guys just totally quitting the game, but just quitting on you. You know, they're tired of your message and things like that. I think that could be the case with the Baltimore Ravens.
Think about this, too, with the field goal. That was scored with 6 minutes. You know, when they kicked the field goal or attempted it, there was just over 6 minutes left to go in the game. And then they get the ball back, and then Gainwell scores, of course, as things change, and then they get the touchdown. It makes it 17-3. To me, that's like stealing some of that momentum. It's not exactly right before the half, but now to make a game, if you were going to make it where it's like, okay, now it's 10-3, or now it's this, or whatever, to make it a two-score game by two touchdowns at that point. Now, the Ravens drive down the field and get 3 points. I'm sorry, they scored a touchdown, and then Loop missed the extra point, but that would have been a situation where, like, you felt like maybe you're stealing momentum going into the second half, but such a huge swing. And that's why I'm saying, if one of those plays goes the Ravens' way, like it should have, I who knows what we're talking about today. But again, they played like trash in the first half.
Let's go to Owings Mills and get Ken. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Rob, Jeremy, Ed, how you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
I have zero faith that we will, especially with Harbaugh's message. Harbaugh's message, if you want to bring God into football, that message that he has is for Pop Warner, that this builds character. But if you want to motivate men who make millions, then throw on the scripture that then says, because there's a few, and there's one that I love the most from Proverbs that says that the thief who steals, you shall pay and you shall be restored. So bring in something that's going to motivate those men to be like, this was taken from you, and you go out and get it. Just don't sit up and say this is going to build character.
Can I had to use this phrase when you talk about scripture? But let me play devil's advocate for a second. That scripture motivates you. So it's easy to say use that because it'll motivate men. How do you know it'll motivate them? How about just coach football? How about just do that? I mean, that scripture motivates you. Okay, I got it. Don't motivate me. I'm not going to sit here and criticize the scripture that he uses and say, well, that's not motivated. That's personal. You know, either you say you use it or you don't use it. And I have no problem with John Harbaugh using scripture. Let's go to Chico in Baltimore. What's up, Chico?
Hey, gentlemen. First, I got to give myself a shell because I listen to Audacity all the time, and then I start to call in, and I realize it's 3 hours late. But anyway, you ever have that thing around an office when somebody's late, and then you walk right past, you know, the boss's office, no big deal, and people get used to it. You start turning in, like, everything on, you know, past deadlines and stuff like that. I think, you know, Harbs was the right guy at the time. I don't think he is now. I think either we have the horses or we have the driver. We've been hearing how we have the horses.
Yep.
And I still believe that EDC knows how to do his job.
Me too.
O-line could be better, but it's a salary cap era. We have the horses, and I love Harbs. We need a new driver.
That's becoming a thing now. Let's go back to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Morning, fellas.
Morning.
So, I'll be the first to say I'm probably one of those crazy, over-the-top, psychodramatic fanatics that you guys talk about. Because if you think about it, I tweet you guys 1,000 times a day during the games itself, and I talk so much smack about how terrible this team is and how Lamar throws a 7-foot-tall pass to Zay Flowers, whatever. But at the end of the day, like, this stuff where, like, we're dropping passes, you know, 2 weeks in a row, you got 2 touchdown passes dropped by our tight ends. You got people coming across the middle for a wide. It was talking about point swings. You know, when you got a receiver coming across the middle who drops a wide open pass for a touchdown, like, what are we doing about that part of it to say, hey, get out here, hold the ball. It's not all Lamar. And I blame Lamar a lot. I blame the team a lot. But come on, like, this stuff that you learn in rec league to hold the ball and tuck the ball away, like, there has to be accountability for that.
What about Lamar throwing the ball short to a running back with an open field that would have been a touchdown?
With no one on him.
No one on him. He was
no one on the quarterback or the receiver.
There was no one in the TV shot with Derrick Henry. And he threw it in the dirt in front of him. That was a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, to blame. Lamar deserves a lot of blame. I'm sorry.
He's not playing well.
He's not. And I love the guy. I've been a fan since he got here. He's not playing well right now. So stop, you know.
Why do we have to apologize and for reference
the
how
truth.
Much we love him
yeah.
before we say
because,
something
negative? I do. You may not, every time I do it, I accuse of racism. Yeah. It's like because he's black, which is just not true. He's not playing well. You want to have an honest discussion with people. Let's have an honest discussion.
I agree with you. He's not. He look horrible. He's part of the problem right now. Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, Kim McCusick's here. He watched film. He'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.